Well, guess not yet. So I was on Bourbon Street, well, twice in my life. One time I didn't set foot. I drove on it. And then the next time I was there was around Thanksgiving a couple of years ago. And it was just great. Now, I don't know how it is this time of year. You know, a lot of people think, oh, yeah, it's down south. Yeah, a lot of us northerners think, oh, it's down south. It's going to be warm and wear shorts. But, yeah, it gets chilly. And so I don't think I'd like that. You know, maybe go in the fall or the spring where it's cool up here and nice down there during the evenings. Whatever. But this weekend is the Antique Electronics Show up in Waterford. I'm probably going to do that. I think that's on Saturday. And then next weekend is the RV show out at whatever they call that, Suburban Showplace. Is that what it's called now? I can't remember. But whatever it's called now, there. So I may go to that just to kind of look around. Not that I'm ready to buy anything or anything, but I just might go poke around at that. And that's like Wednesday through like Sunday, so I may even take a day off and go on a Thursday or a Friday when the crowds will be lower. So those are my only plans for anything until March. March I gotta go someplace for several days. But no big travel plans for I. Big travel plans for I, Punta Cana. I think it's in March. It's for work, / vacation, / a reason to write off a trip, all sorts of things like that. That's my next big trip, so I got that going on. Last time we were in New Orleans, they got hit with an ice storm, and we were going into this restaurant. It was kind of a funny story, and the people that worked at the restaurant, they were helping everybody up and down the stairs because they worried about them slipping on the ice. And I said to them, I said, well, why don't you guys just put salt on it? And they really didn't know what salt did. So all of a sudden they ran in the restaurant, they grabbed all these salt shakers, and they were out there shaking salt all over the steps. And they were amazed that salt would break up the ice. I mean, it was, I guess it's all in where you are and where you're from and everything else, but they had no clue that salt would melt the ice. And when we had left the restaurant, they were still out there with salt shakers, shaking salt on the steps to keep their customers from falling. Hey, go ahead.
I got food I got to get to, so I'll be back later. Over to you, Sean. KF8S.